Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Let's be this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 24th day in the month of December 2025. The Lord is good and kind unto us, and unto him we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Let God be your Father. Let God be your Father. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 13. Jesus loves me, this I know. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 John chapter 1, chapter 3, John chapter 1, and Jude chapter 1. 2 John 1, 3 John 1, and Jude chapter 1. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, which says, And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Our Bible reading is taken from Galatians chapter 4, from verse 4 to 7. Galatians chapter 4, from verse 4 to 7. From verse 4 it reads, But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, and God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child, and since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our topic once again is Let God Be Your Father. Our manual today reads, In Matthew chapter 15 from verse 21 to 28, Jesus said, I cannot give the children's bread to dogs. This means that a person is either God's child or a dog. Children have fathers, while dogs have masters. Children can walk up to their fathers anytime to ask questions and make requests, but dogs cannot. While a child can sit on his or her father, while a child can sit with his or her father on the dining table to eat, a dog usually sits under the table to eat crumbs. Such dogs will go hungry if there is no crumb. If you have not yet surrendered your heart to Jesus, you are not yet God's child, and now is the best time to turn to him and allow him to become your father. God has numerous names. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, like we see in Revelation 19, verse 16. He is the Alpha, the Almighty God, like we see in Job chapter 23, verse 16. He is the beginning and the end, the first and the last, like we see in Revelation 22, verse 13. Despite all his names, when Jesus taught us to pray in Luke chapter 11, from verse 1 to 2, He said that we should start by saying, Our Father. The name God loves to be called the most is Father. As Father, God is our source and sustainer. He is our helper. No responsible father will see his children suffering and leave them to continue to suffer. When I was a child, I often followed my father to his farm. We always had to cross a particular river on our way back, and occasionally the river overflowed its banks. Whenever this happened, it would sweep the bridge that was built across the river away. On one occasion that this happened, my father picked me up and carried me across the river on his shoulders because I was too small to walk on the riverbed and not to be swept away by the current. While he was walking through the river, I was playing with the water because I was on his shoulder. If an earthly father can do everything to protect his child, how much more our heavenly Father? Beloved, if you are already a child of God and you are experiencing challenges that are currently testing your faith, hold on to God. He is a loving Father and He will surely see you through and bring you to an expected end, like we see in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. If you are, however, yet to surrender your life to Him and you want to experience His special love and care, then accept His invitation to become His child today and you will enjoy peace on all sides in Jesus' name. I hope everyone comes to the reflection that says, is God really your Father? Have you surrendered your life to Him? May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalashradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.